Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving, mightily moving, mightily moving by His Spirit. And great things are happening for those who trust God, those who wait on Him, those who love Him, and those who serve Him. Knowing God, I thought about this all day. Relationship. There's no substitute for relationship. When we relate to the Lord and we hear Him out, you know, the things that I learned from the Holy Spirit. Some things I learned from others, which is wonderful, which also originated from the Holy Spirit. But some the things that I learned from the Holy Spirit directly, there's no substitute. He makes you, He can help you understand things perfectly. And you may not be able to relate to others because He's communing with you spirit to spirit. And with that relationship, that's, you know, I learned things, and a lot of people that don't study the Word for themselves, they're not a student of the Word, per se. Sometimes people do have study time, and I thank God for that. But many people don't read the Word for themselves. They go to church and they listen to the pastors, or they read things that and check out messages, and some people read to prove a point. Some people just love God and they want to know Him. And that's what I'm talking about. And I've seen people who, I've been going to church all my life, and I've seen so many wonderful people, and people do things so variedly. And what I'm saying is, I rarely see people who receive something from the Lord and they learn how to solve the problems of their life from the Lord. I don't hear this much. This is why I'm saying, I'm not trying to judge God. I love God's people. I'm not trying to judge Him, but I do listen. And I rarely hear people say, the Lord taught me this, or the Lord showed me this, or explained this to me. Most ministers that I know, they prove points. And God will give them something for ministry. But the ones that I'm being honest, the ones that grow and learn, they have a continual relationship with the Lord. The Lord show them things and teach them things. And the more you love other people, the more you walk in love, the greater the conversation gets. And I know a lot of people, they don't mean no harm either. They try to live. You know, some are interested in political things, some are interested in having a good life, a better future, whatever. The American dream, that's on the top of the list many times. And that's the way the gospel is presented. If you do right, God will bless you, and people are after the blessings. But I'm talking about relationship. I'm not talking about the bonuses and the blessings that come with the relationship. I'm talking about hearing from the Lord and enjoying His presence and solving the problems that just nag you. But people who have that kind of relationship, they don't complain as much. And you know it too. You know, you've been around people. You know their conversation. You know about what they're going to talk about before they get there. So these things are certain. But those who draw near to the Lord and learn, they receive comforting concepts. And the healing process that began at salvation continues to grow. Now, you know, Psalm chapter 1, it talked about being the tree that's planted by the waters. You know, that's important. We're connected to the, you know, Jesus is the vine, and He connects us to the Father and to life and to the Word and to the Holy Spirit. He made it possible. So, relationship is very, very important. Now, you know, Psalms 1:1. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper, and the ungodly are not so. but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. And I don't like to see people that could potentially be enjoying the relationship with the Lord like I do be blown away with the wind and the misery of hell. That doesn't make sense. And it doesn't have to be. But that's what people choose through deception and through rebellion and lack of knowledge. Now, lack of knowledge is an enemy. The Lord said, let not my people lack knowledge. And I work on that. That's important. He said, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, or sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Now, let's look at what Jesus said over here in St. John chapter 15. Now, Jesus spelled things out, and he loved his people. And he taught them at their own pace. He taught them systematically things that they would need to know. And that's how the Holy Spirit has helped me to understand things. And I thank God for it. Now, we all have a relationship through Christ. Now, compare what Jesus said to Psalm 1. I am the true vine, my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. Now see, Jesus recognized the body, us, as him. I'm going to read verse 2 again. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. He helps us. That's why we have to get rid of what leavens us against God. A lot of Christians, they grow, but they don't do enough against the leaven, the things of this world that invade their life. But I learned from my connection to the Holy Spirit. I learned from the Holy Spirit himself to get rid of leaven, things that don't work, things that hinder you. He said, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. He said, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches, he that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Without Jesus, that's a fact, we can't do it, we can do nothing. Now, that doesn't mean we're useless, but look at our age, our life is a fraction of we do good to live a century. A century is a fraction of time. God shortened our days so we could survive. We wouldn't be able to survive the overwhelming sin of the world if we live 300 or 400 years, and that's been proven. The longer people live, the more trouble they got into. And when God had to shorten our days. Not only that, if you don't know what life is, and you talk to people about salvation, they don't see it. It takes the Holy Spirit to help us come to God, help us wake up from the misery of this world. We get used to it. So we need to abide in the vine. He said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire. Again, and they are burned. You know, that's like the people that's driven with the winds of the world. They wither up and die. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. This is the bonus. Verse 7 is the bonus. But abiding in the vine is life. A lot of people rush after the bonus, the good things in life. But abiding in the vine is key. That's being planted by the rivers of living water. God want to bring things to life in us. That's why I say we're just scratching the surface. There are greater miracles, greater books, greater things that God want to do in the lives of his people. Much greater songs God want to give to his people. But people have their attention on other things, on the blessings, on the bonuses, and on the things that they're after, trying to get out of misery. You have to drive it out, just like the Hebrews had to drive out the Canaanites out of Canaan land. God gave it to them. It didn't belong to the Canaanites anymore. God said, drive them out. Now, as we abide in the vine, and you know, God can do things. Verse 8 says, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love." Now that's very important. If you love others as Jesus loved you, that's the key to abide. That makes you want to abide in the vine. If he said, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So the keeping the commandments of God is not so God will love you or like you. That's by doing so, you learn how to love. You learn you value love. You love God's word. And you love to abide in his love. And things stop. Perfect love casts out fear. You'll get rid of fear, depression, and doubt, unbelief, everything that causes misery. Then he said, "These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And then he said, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." That's how you love God back. Be obedient. Obedient. There are so much wealth and riches and blessings and bonuses and overwhelming good in obedience to God. Because you love him. And because you love him, you love his people. And because you love Jesus, you receive his love. And then you love other people the same way Jesus loved you. You patiently help others just like the Holy Spirit patiently helps us. Then he said, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth much fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye should ask of my Father in my name, he may give it to you." And he's talking also about souls here. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. So the world does hate us. So you gotta understand these things. This is important. Jesus was straightforward with us. He was quite frank with us, as the British would say. And he said, "If ye were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." So it hates us. He said, "Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also." Now, all of this is true. "But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me." And that's where we have mercy on people. They don't know what they're doing. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." When people treat or rude to you, they don't know what they're doing. And you know, we could wish justice on them, but that doesn't. They need us to understand. They need us to be stable in the Lord, because their life is on the line. He said, "If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also." All this is true. Everything I just read is certain. "If I had not done among them the works which no other man did, they had not had sin. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause." Terrible. That's a terrible situation. But that's the people we're trying to rescue. Everybody's already judged. We're trying to get them out of the judgment centers that they won't come out of. Then verse 26, I love it. He said, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceed from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from, and ye also shall bear witness because ye have been with me from the beginning." You know, I love God. God thinks of everything. Jesus is the Son of God, and he represents the Father to us. If you want to know the Father, get a hard look at Jesus. He's full of love, full of patience, full of everything we need. He's our Savior, our Redeemer, and I love Him. I praise Him and worship Him. Break every yoke. And it's very important to keep doing the things that the Lord said. I'm reminded of Ephesians 4. He said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, Paul said, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness and longsuffering, forbearing one another, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as your call, in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through you all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Now watch this. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now watch this. Verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the slight and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is Christ, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working of the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. You know, Paul can write some long sentences, but they're full of life. They are full of life. This I say therefore and testify, verse 17, in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling were given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation of the old man. There's that driving something out again, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. We have to always drive stuff away. You know, you don't bring in groceries and then never take out the trash. You'll have bugs that will share your groceries. You bring in the good revelation of God, but you drive out the darkness always. Then he said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which is after God, is created in the righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. We just can't forget that. He said, be ye angry and sin not. If people are contrary, people in the world system does hoodoo on people. the world system is full of voodoo. Voodoo, all kind of crap. But they need us to be strong in the Lord, connected to the vine, a tree planted by rivers of water, rivers of living water. That's what the world needs so that they can live. You come to life, you enjoy the Lord. As you enjoy your relationship with the Lord, he's going to teach you how to win souls. But cast out every form of darkness so that you can appreciate what God has given. He said, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, and neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And that's what they need. And it's joy in following God. Now I love this one. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. I don't want anything that I do to grieve the Holy Spirit. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, evil speaking, be put away from you with all malice. See, there it is again. You got to receive something and drive something out. Drive out the darkness. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Now this scripture, every time I read it, hear it, or see it, I think about my mother. This is one that she taught me in love. Just like the Holy Spirit does. We have to be the hot church like God wants us to be, that loving church, that church that's on fire for the things of God. We have to drive out the darkness, but we have to receive life and enjoy life. Enjoying life is very important. He won't subtract any joy out of your life. He loves you. But you get in doing these things, we grow from glory to glory. And I want to pray a blessing because I have worked. I'm doing this broadcast at night. I usually do them in the morning. But I had a long, hard day. So I'm going to do a short broadcast this time. Dear Lord, I pray that you are mightily moved by your Spirit and bless those that have ears to hear. And I pray that you will help them be wise against the wiles of the enemy and the ways of the world. And go forward in you, receiving life and giving life. Receiving life and giving life. Receiving life and sharing it. In Jesus' mighty name. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. Stay in his wonderful victory.